grow and be enhanced every time out, regardless of your opponent. And you know, and I thought we saw positive steps from game one to game two, and see more positive steps between game two and game three. And then you really hope there's an uptick between game three and game four.
Yeah. Auburn waited at the end of that equation. And, man, the matchups in Maui are going to be incredible. Well, it's going to be a fun tournament.
Yeah. You know, top 10 teams in that field, you know, and you know, with UConn, North Carolina, Iowa State, you know, Auburn. That's four top 10 teams right there right, currently.
Yeah, three on one side of the bracket.
Yeah, that would be our side.
Yeah. We'll come back with more of the Tip-Off Show in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Cyclone Basketball from Learfield.
Listen up, Iowa farmers. BW Fusion is here to bring you the best in crop nutrition. Because like Cyclone Basketball, we know how to win. Our job isn't to tell growers what to do. We teach and we give them tools to take back control. We create data-backed products designed to maximize their profitability. That's what we mean when we say we're leaders in the field. BW Fusion, proud sponsor of Iowa State basketball. Go Clones!
August 23rd, 2025, the Iowa State Cyclones will square off against Big 12 rivals the Kansas State Wildcats in the Aer Lingus College Football Classic in Dublin, Ireland. Book your travel package now. That includes hotel accommodations with daily complimentary breakfast, excursions, premium game ticket, exclusive Cyclone welcome experience, and commemorative gift and more. Get all the details now and start planning your getaway at Cyclones2Ireland.com. That's Cyclones, the number 2, Ireland.com.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com. Go Cyclones!
When you live in the Midwest, you're accustomed to leading the nation in certain things, from corn and pork production to eggs and soybeans. And now we're adding another product to that list, clean, renewable wind energy. By investing in wind turbines and partnering with area farmers and landowners, MidAmerican Energy is harvesting wind power that's homegrown right in our very own backyard, which not only provides customers with low, stable energy rates, but also the support to make our Midwest communities safer and stronger.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Tip-Off Show. Iowa State and IU Indianapolis tonight at Hilton Coliseum. And the Cyclones coming off that 82-56 win over Kansas City. Held Kansas City just 33% from the floor. And one thing I really liked, Eric, 21 assists, 7 turnovers in that game.
Yeah, terrific, you know. And I think, you know, the fact that, you know, shot a pretty good percentage from the field as well. They were able to get points off turnovers. All the things that make Iowa State, you know, really good. But sharing the basketball is going to be a key to this team. You know, Iowa State does not have that, you know, that three-man or whatever who can just go get a shot. Now, we have guys that can create opportunities, but typically it involves other people and getting them involved. And I think that's when Iowa State's playing its best basketball. And to be honest, you know, you can run isolation for a really good one-on-one player. You can get the ball out of his hand and make somebody else do it. So for Iowa State, you got a wealth of guys who can score and are effective offensive weapons. And this should be Iowa State's best offensive team under TJ, you know, in his 4 years. So I think that's great. And 21 assists, always a really good number. And you mentioned, too, holding them to 33% shooting. Well, IU Indy shot 26.7% the other day against Eastern Michigan. You know, now they did get to the free throw line 35 times, but you know, they had a hard time shooting the ball. See if Iowa State can come close to that, or the 33%, that would be good. Plus, keep them off the free throw line would be a huge thing for tonight.
That game against Eastern Michigan had 752 fans in attendance. There will be significantly more tonight.
Yeah.
One thing about the passing. We haven't really seen it yet a lot, but I think there's a pretty good number of people that have told us that Joshua Jefferson and DeSean Jackson are pretty good passers. Just three assists combined between the two of them so far this season, but I think we could see some of that interior passing as the season goes on.
Oh, I would think so. You know, and once again, so much of it is going to depend on how teams try to defend them.
Right.
Especially as DeSean gets himself established, you know, and he gets a reputation, shows what a scoring post he can be, you know, then teams make decisions, decide whether or not they're going to double. And that's when that passing out of that, you know, getting that quick pass out, you know, and sometimes what we have seen is he has made the pass out, which led to another pass. He has had a couple of those hockey assists too. But yes, I think they have a good knack. The other thing that really helps, too, some bigs don't have great hands. And both these guys have really good hands. And that's, yeah, you know, that's important when you're catching a ball and you want to make a quick pass out of it, to have those hands so you're collecting the ball, you know, right in rhythm and able to get rid of it quickly.
Yeah, Joshua Jefferson comes from an athletic family. His dad played in the NFL. His brother played, two brothers played college football at a high level. All 300-pounders, offensive linemen. So he's just
a skinny one.
Yeah, 260 or so?
240.
Okay, yeah. All right, 6'9", 240 out of Las Vegas. But I think just scratching the surface of what he can do. We'll come back with more of the tip-off show in a couple minutes. You're listening to Cyclone Basketball from Learfield.
The Steffes Group, with locations in North Dakota, Minnesota, and right here in our backyard in Iowa, has the upper Midwest covered. The Steffes Group is primarily engaged in the liquidation and management of ag-related assets. They also regularly sell and are readily able to market an array of assets like construction equipment, large estates, and an assortment of business holdings. The Steffes Group has developed their own online auction site with over 85,000 registered bidders. Visit steffesgroup.com for more information and to check out their listings.
This is Nate Ammons with United Country Real Estate. We know the sale and purchase of ag land or recreational property is a big deal. Whether you're looking to buy or sell country homes, farms, hunting land, or any other type of lifestyle property, United Country has the ground covered. Our national marketing program, paired with our local family-owned brokerage, makes United Country Southern Iowa's number one source for ag land and recreational property. View our listings or learn more at uciowa.com.
When it comes to your insurance for your home, auto, farm, and business, think about your very own hometown insurance company, G&P Insurance. Right here in Albia for 12-plus years, family-owned and operated, we are proud of our hometown just like you are. From the wonderful Welcome Home Soldier Monument to all the local businesses thriving in our community, the wonderful churches and kids excelling throughout our community, we are proud of Albia just like you. Proud to support, serve, and protect our community. Next time you think of your insurance and protection needs, think of G&P Insurance.
Cover more ground and get more savings on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick. Gas-powered with a top speed of 40 miles per hour and outstanding acceleration and handling with cargo. All backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months, or save up to $2,000. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Come see us at Belzer Equipment in Albia, or check out our current inventory at BelzerEquip.com.
This is Cyclone Basketball on Thunder Country.
On tip-off show, it's Iowa State and IU Indianapolis tonight at Hilton Coliseum. And by the way, happy birthday to Ryan Workman, who is the Sports Information Director for Basketball. Does a great job with all his game notes and statistics and taking care of our credentials on the road. And we appreciate him a great deal. And he's a great Cyclone fan, too. He grew up in this building. Loving Iowa State basketball.
Yeah, it's kind of a dream thing, I think, for him, and we're sure glad to have him.
Absolutely. Happy birthday, Ryan. 41 today. Doesn't look a day over 40 to me. But our assistant coach that we interviewed today to get a little look ahead of tonight's game is Kyle Green. Let's listen in. Coach, what can you tell us about this IU Indianapolis team?
Well, I was really impressed with their intent and effort. They play really hard. They're very physical. They play multiple defenses, so they kind of change things up to try to keep you off balance. And then offensively, they got a really good scheme as far as they ghost out of or, you know, slip out of a lot of screens and somewhat non-traditional, things we haven't seen. So we're going to have to be prepared. I mean, this is a well-coached team who plays with great intent and physicality and effort, so we're going to have to be on our game tonight.
Even though they don't have a ton of size, it seems like they really compete on the board.
They do. Everything they do at an impressive level. They overcome kind of some of the limitations they might have size-wise or athletically with how they compete, how physical they are, how they execute, their attention to detail, all those things in a first-year coach. They have that kind of new coach, new team enthusiasm, and we're going to have to match that.
Zielinski's a good scorer. How do you go about defending him?
Yeah, we're going to have to be really cognizant of finding him in transition, getting a high hand and into his body, and making him a dribbler. And then he does a nice job when he gets in the paint of shot faking and creating actions. You know, he's going to be, you know, a guy that obviously key on and have discipline with and limit his opportunities.
Paul Zielinski is the 6'5 grad senior from Lithuania who started his career at Quincy and then before that played at Riverside Brookfield High School in Chicago and ended up, he's one of several players actually that came with their coach, Paul Carsaro, from UI, University of Indianapolis to IU Indianapolis, not to get too confusing, but
yeah.
But he is a good player. He averages 19 points a game, shoots 48% from the three, and scored a 27 and 25 in their last two games.
You know, it's really kind of a unique roster, to say the least. There's not one player out there that played Division I basketball last year. A couple junior college guys, but four guys came with him. Three scholarship guys came with him from Indianapolis, down the street, if you will, and probably the three best players from last year, their Division II team and a conference championship team, and then you know, some other Division II players. So it's really kind of unique. Now, one of the things that helps make it work, putting this group together, is the fact that you have your three best players from your previous team that was a good team, that know the system. So you've got like three extra assistant coaches out there when you're trying to implement what you're doing. And I think that's one of the things that's helped make them, you know, get off to a really pretty good start this year. Had opportunities in won two games against, you know, outmatched opponents, but then they had two Division I games that they were competitive in. So
putting against Xavier.
A step up in competition here tonight. But at the same time, these guys have shown that they know how to win. You know, and one other thing, too, if you look at Drake, you know, and Drake hires a Division II coach, and he brought some of, I think most of their best players are guys that played for him there. Now, I'm not saying these guys are as good as Drake it was going to be, because I don't think they are, but it's the same kind of philosophy that, you know, who was the guy that played at Creighton? Was it Northwest Missouri State from Atlantic?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Terrific player.
Yeah.
I mean, just because you went D2 doesn't mean
right.
That's your level. I mean,
no, there's good players.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So, and the fact that they play together so well, I think, has been a real strength for them.
All right, we're going to come back with more of the tip-off show in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Cyclone Basketball from Learfield.
Something big is happening at Hy-Vee. We just lowered thousands and thousands of prices on thousands and thousands of items in every aisle and in every department, online too. And on many of your favorite products, we've even matched prices with some of the biggest discount stores in the country. Because we get it, times are still tough. So we'll continue to work hard to bring you new, lower prices on thousands of items. Things are looking different at Hy-Vee. Come see for yourself.
You might think Iowa grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Corn can even fuel your drive to watch the Cyclones play when you choose Unleaded 88. It's a fuel that's cheaper, cleaner, and greener. Plus, it's homegrown, making Unleaded 88 the clear choice at the pump and totally worth the hype. So as you head to cheer on the Cyclones this season, don't just fuel up, pump it up with Unleaded 88. Find Unleaded 88 at a station near you. Go to iowacorn.org/88.
Now's the time to get right with Pivot Bio Nitrogen. The right source at the right rate, at the right time, in the right place. Sounds good, right? And now is the right time to act with zero payments, zero interest, until December 1st, 2025, on the best source of nitrogen. Talk to your local rep today and learn more about Pivot Bio's 0% financing programs for nitrogen.
Are you a fan of the Iowa State Cyclones? Then you'll love Poetry Finance, the official digital bank of the Iowa State Cyclones. Poetry Finance combines the strength of traditional banking with the convenience of a mobile-friendly platform. With our instant payment gateway, peer-to-peer payments are as quick as a snap, and our mobile wallet access keeps your finances at your fingertips. Ready to take control? Write your own future with Poetry Finance. Visit us online today. Poetry Finance, when your financial journey meets your passion for the Cyclones. That's P-O-E-T-R-Y.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Tip-Off Show. You know, the Cyclones are well represented in the NBA. Tyrese Halliburton kind of struggled at the start of his season, but he's starting to shoot it a little bit better of late and certainly racking up the assists as he's done, led the NBA in assists last year. George Niang, Eric, is the winningest player in the NBA since the start of this decade. And some of that may be a little bit of a coincidence, but you know what? Some of it isn't. I mean, that guy, he brings a great attitude to every team he goes to, and he's never been on a team that hasn't made the playoffs.
Hey, you know, sometimes if you're that guy, maybe the seventh, eighth, ninth guy, I mean, there are a lot of guys that could be that guy. But who you are as a teammate and what you do, what else you bring to the team besides your ability to contribute on the floor, a lot of guys can do that. George has that in spades. I mean, he's a great personality, a caring person, fun guy to be around, just a great locker room guy. And that's one of the, that's why some guys have long NBA careers, and other guys, maybe even more talented, don't.
Monte Morris with the Phoenix Suns now is having a long career. And, you know, I'd say for a guy like Kurt Jones, it's kind of a nice thing to say, okay, hey, you can be the best sixth man in college basketball, but also, I mean, if you do make it at the NBA level, which I know that's a hard thing to do, but if he did, he's not going to be starting at all. So, you know, being a guy that's used to coming off the bench isn't such a bad thing at all.
I mean, it's a different mentality for sure. You know, and some people are not suited to it, yet others are perfectly suited to it. So, you know, and I guess if you're right, Kurt's probably not going to be drafted. Certainly, he might.
Yeah.
But he's not going to be a guy they're going to build a franchise around, at least initially. You know, hey, I go back to Jeff Hornacek.
That's right.
You know, now Jeff Hornacek was, what, 52nd pick in the draft?
He was the fourth choice of the Suns that year.
Right.
You know? So,
and he went on to have a great career, played for three different teams, and hey, his jersey's in the rafter in Utah.
And here.
And here, of course.
And, you know, several other guys playing in the G League. Trey King's playing there. Isaiah Brockington.
Wow, he's tearing it up.
Oh, man. 34 points last night, 11 rebounds.
He's had a couple of really big games.
Eight threes.
Yeah. He's at 25 in the first quarter.
Wow.
Last night.
Yeah.
Kind of got him off to a good start. But, yeah, happy for him, too. He was such a joy to be around the 1 year he was here, TJ's first year. And you want to talk about somebody who helped set the trajectory that Iowa State is on right now. Go back to Zay. He was terrific.
We'll come back with more of the Tip-Off Show in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Cyclone Basketball from Learfield.
When you apply for a loan, do they make their decisions locally? Or do they send your application off to some headquarters where they don't know you or your operation? Well, we make our decisions right here, so you get faster answers and personal service. Local decision-making helps you keep things growing. First Iowa State Bank, your employee-owned community bank. Member FDIC.
Need a vehicle that can handle the toughest jobs? Meet the John Deere Gator XUV. With unmatched power and durability, the Gator is built to conquer any terrain And with the industry's largest cargo box, you can haul more, do more, and get the job done right. John Deere Gators, power, durability, and the best cargo capacity in the business. Visit Sinclair Tractor today and start doing more with a Gator XUV. Sinclair Tractor, your locally owned John Deere dealer since 1998. Visit us at SinclairTractor.com.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Happy holidays, everyone. This is Jill Witt with Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. We wanted to take a moment to wish all of you out there a very happy Thanksgiving. As you gather around the table with your family and loved ones, please take the time to sit back and reflect on all the things that you have and be grateful and thankful for your blessings. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, from the entire staff at Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia, where healthcare is made personal.
This is Cyclone Basketball on Thunder Country.
All right, welcome back to the Cyclone Tip-Off Show. This is the third consecutive Monday night game. There'll be another one next Monday. So the first four games of the season for Iowa State are on Monday nights. T.J. Altsberger, like a young Howard Cosell, is all about Monday nights. But Timon Lipsey was asked earlier this week if he was fond of playing just one game a week.
I don't think any of us personally like it. I feel like we're ready to just start playing games a little quicker. It's a little different early season when you got to play and then wait a whole week and play again. You're kind of just antsy, just waiting for it. You just want to get back out there and just prove yourself and just learn about your teammates. And obviously practicing, our practices are intense, so we're still able to compete and do things like that.
Yeah, I imagine their practices are pretty competitive, especially when they don't have a midweek game.
Well, and they're doing a lot more scrimmaging, a lot more five-on-five stuff during these practices, some of the practices anyway, as they're trying to get ready for the meat of the schedule. But, you know, sometimes quirk about how it works, who you can get in. Scheduling is not an easy part of the job, for sure. But, yeah, it's kind of crazy to have these Monday night games. And I mean, you look at Arizona State's already played five games, and here Iowa State's just played two at this point. So, on the other hand, Iowa State will have a lively December. And then and then after that, strap it on.
Even in December, a little bit. You have Marquette coming in here.
Well, yeah, Marquette.
Go to Iowa City.
And finish December on the December 30th, open Big 12 play at Colorado, who also is in Maui. Iowa State could play them three times this year, maybe even four if they play the conference tournament.
Well, Timon Lipsey played his first career game against this program, IU Indianapolis. They were IUPUI at the time. Didn't score in that game. Only took one shot. Had five assists, two steals, but that seems like a while ago. And man, what a great career he's had. But he was the starter from day one, and Timon Lipsey, a great, great Cyclone. We'll come back with more of the Tip-Off Show in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Cyclone Basketball from Learfield.
Cyclone fans, looking for the perfect spirit to elevate your next gathering? Experience the smooth taste of Iowa State 1858 Vodka. Handcrafted from the finest ingredients and distilled to perfection, Iowa State 1858 Vodka is your go-to for any occasion. Whether you're shaking up a classic Moscow Mule or pouring a refreshing vodka lemonade, each sip is a celebration of flavor. Keeping profits and aims with every cocktail enjoyed or bottle of Iowa State 1858 Vodka purchased. Make sure your next cocktail starts with Iowa State 1858 Vodka. Learn more at iowadistilling.com.
We stand for freedom.
When you're a member of the Iowa Farm Bureau, you're a part of a unique organization. 153,000 families dedicated to your prosperity. From ag marketing seminars and legislative action to affordable health care, student scholarships, and more. Farm Bureau's mission is to help our members prosper. Contact your local Farm Bureau and join today.
Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans are bred to defy expectations. So it's no surprise they're getting rave reviews, and that has more than farmers talking. In fact, a grain elevator wrote, Sweet mother of pearl. Trailer after trailer of Z-Series. It's never ending. We need a break. Safe to say, everyone is feeling the impact of Z-Series soybeans. Unleash your greatest harvest yet at pioneer.com/new era.
The silly moments, the proud moments, even the hard moments. They're what make life remarkable. And they're why Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield is here for every moment. Committed to making healthcare better, more affordable, with more choices for care. And service and coverage that give you peace of mind no matter what comes your way. So you can show up for every tender moment, every brave moment, and every wouldn't miss it for the world moment. Knowing that Blue is here for you. Go to Wellmark.com/every moment to find a plan right for you.
Back to the Cyclone Tip-Off Show. Iowa State and IU Indianapolis tonight. And Eric, it's kind of a light schedule in the Big 12 here tonight.
Well, to say the least, Arkansas Pine Bluff is at Texas Tech tonight in the only other game. Some good games coming up this week, and we also are getting into the start as the week progresses into the multi-team events, and there are some Big 12 teams going to be in some really good events. Baylor is going to be down in the Bahamas, and they open with number 22 St. John. So a really good matchup there. Texas Tech will be in Brooklyn, and they'll play St. Joe's, and then after they play St. Joe's, their next game will be either Texas or Syracuse. So really good matchups there, and then. Of course, Baylor will play Virginia or Tennessee in the second round, so it's going to be tough either way for them, but that's kind of like the Maui field, really tough. Oklahoma State opens with Florida Atlantic. Of course, Florida Atlantic, Final Four team a couple of years ago. A little different scenario now, new coach. But and then after that, they could play Drake or Miami. So very interesting there. Missouri is going to play UCF. Mizzou trying to rebound from a terrible season. UCF with a couple of really good wins so far. And then Duke and Arizona play. Of course, Arizona losing to Wisconsin. Wisconsin scored 100 points in that game. Did they play like 2 40-minute halves? That's kind of crazy.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Duke and Arizona will be a good game on Friday night, and then just a lot of Big 12 action coming up here as we get into these multi-team events. And of course, the next Monday, a couple of Big 12 teams in action. Actually, three. Kansas State will be in their third game down in the Virgin Islands. But Colorado plays Michigan State out in Maui the game before Iowa State takes on Auburn.
That wraps up the tip-off show. We're going to return with the Coach's Corner after these messages. You're listening to Cyclone Basketball from Learfield.
Listen up, Iowa farmers. BW Fusion is here to bring you the best in crop nutrition. Because like Cyclone Basketball, we know how to win. Our job isn't to tell growers what to do. We teach and we give them tools to take back control. We create data-backed products designed to maximize their profitability. That's what we mean when we say we're leaders in the field. BW Fusion, proud sponsor of Iowa State Basketball. Go Clones!
Cyclone farmers do it all. That's why at Ag Leader, we're devoted to making your life easier every day through every season with our easy-to-use precision farming technology that can do it all alongside you. From planting and spraying to steering and harvesting and more, do it all on your farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com to upgrade your farm equipment with proven precision farming technology from Ag Leader.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com. Go Cyclones!
Both home and away, Cyclones are making a difference everywhere they go. Through innovation, commitment, and a can-do spirit, Iowa State is uplifting lives in our state and around the globe. When you support students, we're helping send their Cyclone knowledge and pride out into the world. Be part of something bigger. Together, we can help the people and programs of Iowa State University go farther. Join us at movewhatmatters.com.
Wherever people work, live, or play, there is a plumber and steam fitter who made it possible. In today's business climate, you need partners you can trust. Partners that care about your company and your customers. Partners like the plumbers and steam fitters, Local Union 33. Local Union 33 finds the right people, trains them exceptionally well, and supplies a qualified workforce, whether you need general or specialized skills. For more information, log on to UALocal33.org.
The Cyclone Sports Network from Learfield. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Cyclones, John Walters.
Number five, Iowa State and IU Indianapolis tonight. The coaching matchup, TJ Otzelberger, who has defeated this program once. That was the first game of his second year at Iowa State. Jaron Holmes led the way with 23. Facing Paul Corsaro, who again came from University of Indianapolis to IU Indianapolis.
Joins
the Horizon League.
A lifer, pretty much. He's from Indy. The only time he's lived outside Indianapolis, 3 years, as an assistant coach at Fort Wayne, and then